CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 31st of May, 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB celebrates Volunteers Week 2026. The RSGB Youth Committee has announced the YOTA Austria team. And the closure of BBC Long Wave. Volunteers Week 2026 begins tomorrow, Monday the 1st of June. This national campaign is an opportunity for organisations like the RSGB to recognise the contribution and hard work of its volunteers. In celebration, the Society asked some of its volunteers why they chose to step forward. You'll be able to see their answers and view more in-depth profiles from tomorrow via rsgb.org/volunteers-week. The answers, along with a short video, will also be shared on the RSGB's social media channels throughout the week. If there's a volunteer you would like to thank, or you'd like to share your own volunteering story, please add a comment on the daily social media comment that the RSGB will be posting. You can also see these profiles in the July edition of RADCOM. Volunteers are at the heart of the work that the Society does, and on behalf of the RSGB Board, Headquarters, and the amateur radio community, it would like to thank everyone who gives their time and expertise to support the RSGB across such a wide range of roles. The RSGB Youth Committee is delighted to announce the team for this year's Youngsters on the Air Summer Camp in Wagrain, Austria. Team leader Tom, M1TJM, will be joined by team members Philip, M7SZW, and Milo, M9ILO. They will be going to the Austrian Alps at the end of July for a week of activities and challenges designed to allow youth members to push their skills within amateur radio while meeting other amateurs from across the world. The Youth Committee's hard work in promoting amateur radio to young people has seen great success, with applications increasing by 200%. All the applications received were outstanding, and the committee was blown away by the calibre of enthusiastic youth members of amateur radio. Tom, Philip and Milo impressed them with the variety of interests and clear dedication to the hobby and promoting amateur radio. The RSGB looks forward to hearing what they get up to in Austria this summer. This year's camp is being organised by OVSC, the Austrian Amateur Radio Society, and the IARU Region 1 Youth Committee. You can read more about the camp and the team at rsgb.org/yota-camp. The BBC has announced that its long wave service on 198 kHz, currently transmitting BBC Radio 4, will close on the 27th of June at 1 a.m. British Summer Time. The long-wave transmitters at Droitwich in Worcestershire, Wester Glen near Stirling, and Burghead overlooking the Moray Firth will be closed that day. The RSGB and the BBC Amateur Radio Group will be marking this occasion on the air and are looking for volunteers to act as their special call sign in the week leading up to and including the day of the closure. In addition, three radio clubs have volunteered to activate special call signs to celebrate the almost 92 years of these historic transmitters on the day when they are finally turned off. You can find more information on the RSDB website at rsdb.org/longwave-transmitters. The weekend of the 13th and 14th of June is 1940s weekend at Bletchley Park. The RSGB, National Radio Centre, will be open to visitors and is supporting the occasion by hosting special event station GB1SOE using CW on 40 metres. There will also be a display of World War II radios. Remember that RSGB members can gain free access to the Bletchley Park Museum by downloading and printing the entry voucher via rsgb.org/bravopapavoucher. The May 2026 issue of Radcom Basics is now available in the RSGB mobile and web app for members to enjoy. Radcom Basics is aimed at newcomers to amateur radio and those who enjoy refreshing their skills and knowledge. The May issue includes articles on DMR for beginners, building a 2-meter and 70-centimeter travel antenna, and understanding radio waves. The full collection of Radcom Basics back issues can be found in the RSGB app or via rsgb.org/radcom. And now for details of rallies and events. The Broadcast Engineering Museum has an open day on Sunday, the 7th of June, from 11 a.m. The museum is located at number 41, Capper Avenue, Hemswell Cliff, near Gainsborough, Lincolnshire, postcode DN215XS. The museum is home to one of the largest collections of historic broadcasting equipment in the world. For more information, visit Bravo Echo Charlie Golf .org.uk/events. Also on Sunday the 7th of June, Spalding and District Amateur Radio Society's annual radio rally will take place at Spalding Rugby and Football Club, Centenary Park, Drain Bank North, Spalding, Lincolnshire, postcode PE12 6AF. Free car parking is available and the entrance fee is £3 per person. Traders, catering and an RSGB bookstall will be on site. For more details, visit Sierra Delta Alfa Romeo Sierra.org.uk/Spalding Rally. Now the special event news. The Blind Veterans UK Amateur Radio Society will be active from the new Blind Veterans UK Rustington Centre in West Sussex from the 1st until the 6th of June this year using the MX0SBV call sign. Listen for activity on the HF bands using CW and SSB. The team will also be available on the 6, 4, and 2-meter bands, and also 70 sems. For more information, visit qrz.com. Special call sign PA40AC will be active from the historic minesweeper Abraham Craneson during Museum Chips Up weekend on Saturday the 6th and Sunday the 7th of June. Look for activity on the HF bands using CW, FT8 and SSB. For more information, including details of awards that are available for working the station, visit qrz.com. Now the DX news. Didier F6BCW is active as Foxtrot Oscar / Foxtrot 6 Bravo Charlie Whiskey from Tikeho Atoll OC066 in French Polynesia until the 20th of July. He operates using CW and SSB on the 80 to 6 meter bands, QSL to FO/F6BCW via Logbook of the World and OQRS. And Phil FK1TS is active as Charlie 21 Tango Sierra from Nauru OC031 until July. He operates using mainly FT8 as well as some SSB, QSL via Logbook of the World or OQRS. QSOs are live streamed on Clublog. Now the contest news. The CQ Worldwide WPX CW contest started at 0 hours UTC yesterday, the 30th, and runs until 23:59 UTC today. Using CW on the 160-10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Tomorrow, the 1st of June, the RSGB 80-meter Club Championship Data Contest runs from 1900 until 2030 UTC, using RTTY and PSK63 on the 80-meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 2nd, the RSGB 144MHz FM Activity Contest runs from 1800 until 1855 UTC using FM on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday, the RSGB 144MHz UK Activity Contest runs from 1900 until 2130 UTC using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 3rd, the RSGB 144MHz FT8 Activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 until 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday, the RSGB 144MHz FT8 Activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 until 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. RSGB National Field Day starts at 1500 UTC on Saturday the 6th and ends at 1500 UTC on Sunday the 7th of June. Using CW on the 160-10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The ARRL International Digital Contest starts at 1800 UTC on Saturday the 6th of June and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 7th. Using digital mode on the 160-6 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your 4-character locator. The UK 6-meter group summer contest starts at 1300 UTC on Saturday the 6th and ends at 1300 UTC on Sunday the 7th of June. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator and member number. The IARU ATV contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 6th and ends at 1800 UTC on Sunday the 7th of June. Using TV on frequencies from 432 MHz and up, the exchange's picture quality, serial number, 4-digit code and locator. And on Sunday the 7th of June, the UK Microwave Group Low Power Contest runs from 0900 until 1400 UTC using all modes on 1.3, 2.3 and 3.4 gigs frequencies. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 28th of May 2026. What a difference a week can make. Last week we reported that the solar flux index was down in the 100s, but it looked like there were spots coming around the sun. This week they've arrived, pushing the solar flux index up to 142 on Thursday the 28th. But with sunspots come the risk of solar flares and coronal mass ejections. So far we've only seen minor C-class flares. Upper HF activity has been split between F2 layer propagation and sporadic E. As always, there seems to be more activity on FT8 than CW or SSB. However, it's also worth keeping an eye on the 10-meter band beacons, which often spring out of the noise. You can find a list of 10-meter beacons at rsgb.org/main/technical/propagation. just follow the link to Propagation Beacons. The X to be worked this week includes 5Z4/MM0ZBH in Kenya, 3G0 Zulu, and XR0 Zulu on the Juan Fernandez Islands, ZL7IO from the Chatham Islands, CP7DX in Bolivia, and VJ2L on Lord Howe Island. More details can be found at dxworld.net. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain in the 140 to 150 range with generally calm geomagnetic conditions and an estimated KP index of 2. There may be a brief excursion to 4 around Thursday the 4th of June, but it's predicted to return to 2 the next day. With up to 10 sunspot groups visible on the sun's surface, anything could happen. So keep an eye on solarham.net for news of solar flares and CMEs. Otherwise, enjoy the good HF conditions while they last. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The lengthy spell of heat is releasing its grip, and we are now seeing the start of a change to unsettled weather, driven by Atlantic weather systems crossing the country. It can often take a while to properly reach the southeast, but there will be some rain there, eventually. For most parts of the country, it will be a mix of occasional spells of rain or scattered heavy showers. Apart from transient ridges of high pressure in between the fronts, there is only a limited option for tropo in favour of rain scatter for the coming week. The first week of June is often regarded as a prime period for sporadic E, and the return of unsettled weather means that there should be some jet stream activity to generate atmospheric gravity waves that provide the wind shear in the E region. There's also a lesser-known meteor shower to provide the fuel for sporadic E propagation. This is the Arietids, which is mainly a daytime shower. The solar conditions have provided a few recent minor enhancements of the KP index between 1 and 4, but not enough to get excited about in a radio sense for aurora. EME now, and this is a week to check out your kit. Moon declination reaches minimum tomorrow, 1st of June. We also reach lunar apogee tomorrow. Conditions will improve after this period. 144 MHz sky temperature is moderate to high all week, peaking at nearly 3,300 Kelvin on Tuesday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. This is my simplex coverage area of the southwest, centred on Bristol and South Wales. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of the month from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. Contact is Malcolm, G4KPM, gordanoradio@gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16-4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is via Dave, G7BYN, on 07533-933-831, or look at the web, nbarc.org.uk. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club's meeting on Friday includes a talk by Bob, G3BA, entitled How Amateur Radio Impacted My Career. Contact is Colin, G3YHV, 0117-982-3822, or secretary at shirehampton-alpha-romeo-charlie.org.uk, or you can look at shirehampton-alpha-romeo-charlie.org.uk on the web. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The Clubbers Daily Nets via the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30 a.m. The Friday Net is around 145.450 MHz from 8 p.m. For further information, email secretary at tango sierra golf alpha romeo charlie.uk. Trowbridge and District Amateur Radio Club's meeting on Wednesday features a 2-metre band direction finding activity. Meet at the club venue at 6:45 p.m. Contact is via secretary.tangodeltaalpharomeocharlie@gmail.com. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. For more information, visit Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. In Wales, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Tuesday from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP. On Wednesday, there's a net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. On Friday, a Zoom meeting is hosted by Richard, MW0HAT. It starts at 8 p.m. Steve, GW5VOD, is contact on 07900560080 or via sierra.charlie alpha whiskey sierra echo yankee at sky.com. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society has a net on 3706 MHz on Sundays from 12 noon. On Tuesdays, the net is on 144.575 MHz from 7:30 p.m. Members meet on Fridays at Liss Lewin High School, and Mark 2W1MRK is contact on 07972-336-885. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. The Society welcomes all radio users, and they have a site at Gulf Whiskey 4 Lima Whiskey Zulu.co.uk. Combrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. The contact is Gareth, MW6GVR, Mike Whiskey 6 Golf Victor Romeo at AOL.com. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Sonnedale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors. There are nets via the GB3WB repeater from 9:30 until 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week, and contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. Newport Amateur Radio Society has a net on 7.104 MHz at 10 a.m. on Sundays. On Mondays, the D-Star net starts at 8 p.m. There's a net on Tuesday from 8 p.m. on 145.375 MHz. The club meets at Ruderin Tabernacle Church Hall on Thursday from 7 p.m. For more information on events, visit Gulf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk or look at Gulf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ystrad, Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. More information about the society can be found by visiting Gulf Whiskey 2 Foxtrot Oscar Foxtrot.co.uk. Contact is Paul Day, MW0PBD, on 07394 994 555. And finally, on Tuesday, Usk Side Amateur Radio Club holds its club night starting at 7:30 p.m. in the Highcroft Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. The club is a registered venue for amateur radio exams. Contact is via usksidealfaromeocharlie.newport@gmail.com, and they have a website, usksidealfaromeocharlie.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeo-sierra-golf-bravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcast can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.